For the French, it has been a very rough summer. The row over the U.S. war in Iraq and ensuing boycotts of all things French hurt sales of everything from Bordeaux wine to Provençal perfume. Then an American, Lance Armstrong, once again won the vaunted Tour de France, and big-spending American tourists are now much harder to find. From Paris, NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
A childless merry-go-round turns in the stifling heat near the River Seine. Tourism is down in France this summer, and visits by U.S. tourists are down the most dramatically, by an estimated 50%. But those who did cross the Atlantic say calls for a boycott didn't play a role in their decision-making. Underneath the Eiffel Tower, Plymouth, Massachusetts schoolteacher Bob Mallon scoffs at the idea of a boycott. Mallon suggests the very idea of punishing France was childish.
No, absolutely silly. I mean, it really is. First of all, I mean, it's sort of like we've forgotten our own history. I mean, you know, we're talking about France as if there's something and something terrible, and you can't go to Washington, D.C., or come to Paris, or come to France without seeing the connection between the two and remembering the connection between the two. So I think the Bush administration has lost sight of that piece of history.
As he lines up for a ticket to the tower's top, Troy Kennedy of Jacksonville, Florida, says the French are a deliberate people. Kennedy says he doesn't mind that, but he doesn't like the idea of punishing France.
I don't agree with that at all. You know, I abide by the whatever the president wants me to do, but I don't think it was a good idea. I don't think the French gives a damn. I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, they who they are, and that's it. I ain't got no problem with them at all.
But some suggested that what goes around comes around. Anna Feigl was visiting from Rockford, Illinois.
No. It's every country's individual right to decide, you know, what effort they're going to give forth when a war comes, you know. I mean, you can't say necessarily they're bad for not being part of it. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, if they're the next to be attacked, don't come then later looking for help from us.
Only about 1.5 million Americans are expected in France this year. Whatever threats were made on the other side of the Atlantic, tourism professionals don't consider the promised boycott as a major cause in the drop in numbers.
Well, the season not very good because we had many things against us.
André Daguin is the head of the National Hoteliers Federation. He blames a near 20% drop in the dollar's value since last year. If that didn't keep Americans at home, he says they may have been turned off by fears of terrorism, the SARS epidemic, oil slicks and forest fires in France, not to mention a month of strikes here. Daguin says the United States may not provide France with its biggest contingent of foreign tourists, but as a group, Americans have long been the biggest spenders. The drop in visits amounts to a $3 billion hole in income for tourism professionals. It's money that will likely be made up by visitors from other countries, as France is the world's number one tourist destination. But Daguin says it won't be the same without the Americans.
100 years ago, a tourist was a British man or sometime woman, and now a tourist is an American who comes to France visiting things and especially visiting places where his grandfather was born or he came for a war. Well, we have many, many things between us.
An open-topped tourist boat plies the River Seine. The shutterbug visitors in shorts are almost all European or Asian. Tourism workers here nurture a secret hope that a man on a bicycle may help change the state of affairs next year. Lance Armstrong will shoot for the first ever sixth straight victory in the Tour de France next summer. The hope is he will bring tens of thousands of American fans in his wake. Armstrong has said that is something he wouldn't mind at all. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.